This isn't dress up for this year's crop of Florida State College of Medicine students. It's the real thing as they don their white coats for the first time. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.
Well, good evening. I'm very pleased to be with you on this wonderful event for the class of 2019, your day, and I heartily congratulate you on the completion of your first semester of medical school.
One of the most iconic symbols of the medical profession is a physician's white coat.
This is our annual white coat ceremony where we really reward the students who have spent the summer with us for their first semester of medical school with their white coat, the big symbol of the profession of medicine.
That's FSU College of Medicine Dean John Fogarty. He's explaining how this white coat ceremony celebrates two milestones. It's an opportunity to congratulate the students on finishing their first summer semester and to welcome them to the profession.
They're not just coming to a school. They're joining a profession. They're joining the profession of medicine. It's so important for them to understand the culture, the ethics, the values, and all that go along with becoming a doctor.
Bruno Gay is one of this year's medical students. It's pretty easy to understand his excitement.
Bruno Gay.
You know, walking across stage, seeing, you know, my dreams come into fruition is something that's totally unreal. So it was really exciting.
Bruno's had a long, winding road to get to this moment in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall.
A little personal experience. I'm actually a cancer survivor, so I have a very strong compassion for oncology. And one of the things that I want to do is pediatric oncology.
As he proudly places his arms in his white coat, he can't help but think of the journey he's made to get here.
I was diagnosed with stage 3B Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it was really scary, you know. It's like your life's on pause and you don't know if you're going to live tomorrow, if you're going to actually see your dreams come true, because I was, like, being out of school was very hard for me because that's my identity pretty much. So it was very difficult for me, but at the same time, I've gained a lot of experience, especially on the patient side, that I believe that I can bring forth to my future patients.
And it's that experience that led him to Florida State University and to have the opportunity to train with some of the best. Bruno is joined by his classmates who are embarking on the beginning of their medical careers. Classmates like Stephanie Roland Rodriguez.
It was amazing. So I actually came in through the Bridge program. So I actually had the opportunity to do it last year and kind of do my master's program this past year. So it's been a long year coming for me and for my Bridge mates. And so today was kind of the beginning of our actual, you know, journey into being a doctor.
Bruno Gay and Stephanie Roland Rodriguez are part of a diverse group of students at Florida State University from many different backgrounds. And these medical students will one day fulfill the mission of the College of Medicine at FSU, and that's to become doctors that serve the underserved areas of Florida.
You bring in those kids, they return to those areas. One of the awards we gave to the distinguished alumni was actually a student that is a poster child for that. Came from Mariana, trained here, did his family medicine residency. He's a family physician in Mariana. We've got lots and lots of stories like that, and it really is great.
This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.